Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, yesterday we had the feast day of Our Lady of Mercy, or of Ransom, the story about how our Blessed Mother asked three important men in the church, a king and a knight and a priest, to found a religious order to ransom or to buy back from prison and slavery Christians who are being held captive or hostage by the Muslims, just as happens today to Christians so many centuries later. Now, Our Lady is very interested in the work that we do to help those who are in prison. Her son said that one of the great blessings, and indeed it's an assurance that we can save our souls and go to heaven, this is how God will judge us on the last day, that our Lord says, I was in prison and you visited me. Now, you might never have the occasion, or at least not for a long time, ever to go to visit a prisoner, but every time we have our Requiem Mass once a month, every time you say that little prayer we just said now together, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. Let perpetual light shine upon them. Every time you say a little prayer for the poor souls, maybe sprinkle a little holy water and say a prayer for them. Even a sign of the cross or a Hail Mary, it all counts. What are you doing? You're going with the Blessed Mother, who's always ransoming captives, down to purgatory, not only to visit and to relieve the poor souls, as you might do for a prisoner if you were to send a prisoner something to eat because they didn't have enough to eat. That's what they always complain, they never get enough food. So if you sent them a food package, well, by our prayers, we relieve the suffering of the poor souls and we help them to get out of prison and to go to heaven. That's how it is. Our Lord makes them to have to depend upon us for our charity. That's why our Lord and our Lady both are so pleased when we, her children, their children, do the best to help those poor, lost children who are in purgatory, being purified of their sins, so one day they may become saints in heaven. Yesterday, that's what we were thinking about, and today especially, because we do have the Requiem Mass today, our monthly Mass for the poor souls. The day before yesterday, Sunday, was the day on which a very holy priest who had the wounds of Christ in his hands, his feet, and his side, that's called the stigmata, died. And his name is Padre Pio. Probably many of you have heard about Padre Pio, what a holy man he was. And a couple of years ago, we had some sermons about Padre Pio and how much he loved the poor souls in purgatory, and how much he was able to help them. So I thought I would tell you a story or two about Padre Pio today as a reminder that we should never forget to visit the poor souls and to help them. The thing about Padre Pio is because he was so holy that they would come back, the souls would, to see Padre Pio and to say, thank you for all of the help that he gave them. Now, that usually wouldn't happen with us, and you won't know until you go to eternity how many souls you were able to help to spring from the prison of purgatory to go to the joys of heaven. But even though you might not see the souls that you've delivered by your prayers, even though you may never get a thank you from them, we wouldn't expect one in the mail, for example, or anything like that, as a saint might get, still, it won't be forgotten. None of the good that we do is ever forgotten. The angels keep a close record of all of those things. So the souls in purgatory would sometimes come back to say thank you to Padre Pio. They received permission to go to see him to start with, to ask for his help. So one time, he was having dinner with the friars of the Franciscan order, the Capuchin fathers, like himself at his, it was called a friary, or sort of like a monastery, where the Franciscans lived together. It was on a mountainside, way up in the mountains in Italy. Well, they were having dinner, and at a certain point, the superior, same thing in the seminary, he rings the bell, and then everyone can talk usually they have holy reading, but after a certain point you're allowed to speak at the table. So it was at the end of the meal, and everybody was talking for a little bit before the end of the meal, when all of a sudden Padre Pio got up and he left the room and he went to the door. And some of the friars thought, I wonder where Padre Pio is going. And because he was always doing marvelous things, some of them, out of curiosity, followed him. And then there ensued a most curious scene, children. That is to say, that Padre Pio was talking, but they couldn't see, the friars couldn't see to whom he was speaking. And he was gesturing and talking in a loud voice and everything. But it looked like he was talking to himself, only he wasn't. You see, but just Padre Pio and no one else could see the poor souls. He had delivered them from purgatory. They were on their way to heaven. And isn't that nice? They made a stop at Padre Pio's monastery to say, thank you. And that's one of the stories of Padre Pio. Another story is that during World War II, he delivered many soldiers, sometimes Americans and sometimes Italians, who had died in war and were in purgatory, and he delivered them and helped them to be able to go to heaven. And one time a big group of them came at night, and no one knew how somebody got in to the monastery, because the door was shut and it was all bolted, but everybody heard everybody. There was sort of a crowd of people downstairs by the door crying out, Viva Padre Pio, means long live Padre Pio. And they were all there to say thank you to him for having delivered them too from purgatory. Children, the thanks that we'll get from the poor souls for having delivered them would come maybe in a different way. Remember, if you need something, if you have something that you're praying for, pray for the poor souls, and they'll remember you in turn. It's sort of an act of trust or of confidence to pray for them that way. Sometimes he could see them, sometimes he could just hear them, but never did he forget them. You and I, we don't see the poor souls. You and I, we usually don't even hear them, but we should never forget them either by remembering just even little prayers and our masses and our visits to the Blessed Sacrament. Who knows how many we can help to go to heaven? Nothing is forgotten that we do for the love of God, children. So this Mass would be a good reminder to us that in this way, I could be like Padre Pio today, and I could offer up some extra prayers for those poor souls. And if there's something that I need, well, they'll pray for me. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.